This is a story from Duncan Williamson and it's called The Ugly Queen. Once upon a day, there was a king and a queen, and they had a bonny wee lassie. And everything was going very well for this family and in this kingdom, except for the giant that lived on the island over the sea. For that giant took it into his head that he would destroy and cause chaos and havoc in the land. And the king, he did everything to try and stop the giant. But the giant had no heart, and it was very, very hard to do anything about it. And one day when the king was out hunting, he fell and he was very badly injured. And in those days, it was far more serious than it would have been today. And he died of his wounds. Oh, the grieving that went on in that kingdom. Such sadness. And the queen was so depressed for months. She wept and she wept. But nothing could bring her husband back. And she rejoiced that she still had her daughter. And so the daughter grew. And one day, the queen was out putting the washing. It was a bonny, bonny day. And she brought her wee lassie out, and she was kicking her legs on the grass. "Oh, I'll leave you there a wee minute," said the queen, and went back in to do another task. But, oh, the hullabaloo, "Queen, queen, the giant, the giant!" She rushed down the stairs, but too late. The giant had come, and seeing the wee princess, had whisked her up into his oxter, and away he tramped, and over the sea back to his island. Oh, the queen was hysterical. She was so distressed. But what could she do? Well, the days passed, and she couldn't sleep. She couldn't rest. And then this one morning, a maid came and said, "Queen, there's an old woman at the door and she's selling eggs. Do you want eggs?" "Oh, I'll be down," said the queen. And down she went to the door. And right enough, there was an old woman, a basket over her arm full of eggs. "Are you selling the eggs?"
"Aye, I am. Would you like some, missus?"
"Are you calling me missus?"
I am the queen of this place." "Oh, mighty," said the old woman, "and a kit." And she knelt down. She says, "Oh, please forgive me, queen." And she says, "Oh, it's all right. I'm just so upset, for my husband has died."
"Aye, that's terrible, that."
"Old woman, are you a henwife?"
"I might be," said the old woman, looking at the queen with warm, twinkling eyes. Now, a henwife is somebody that knows a lot of wisdom and can sometimes do magic. And the queen said, "I've not just lost my husband, old woman."
"Oh," said the old woman, "your daughter, the princess, the giant has her." "Aye," said the queen, "is she alive?"
"Oh, why, she's alive. Oh, I need to get her back. I need rid of that giant." "Aye," said the old woman, "you do."
"Oh, please, old woman, can you help me? I'll give you all the riches you could want."
"No, no, no," said the old woman. "And I want your riches. If you'll buy my eggs, that'll be enough."
"Oh, of course I'll buy your eggs. Now, how can you help me?"
"Well, what you're needing is a hero. But it can't be anybody you can. It has to be somebody of truth. A man of truth who will go and bring your daughter back and get rid of that giant."
"But how do I find a man of truth?"
"Well," said the old woman, "I don't know if you'll be willing to do this, but I can tell you how."
"Oh, please tell me, tell me."
But the old woman fished in her basket and she brought out a wee bottle of potion. "Now," said the old woman, looking very carefully at the queen, "you see this potion?"
"Aye."
"If you rub this all over your skin at midnight, you will turn into the ugliest woman in the whole world. And when you do that, and you go out into the world with 2 bags of gold, and say to people, 'Am I not the most beautiful woman in the whole world?' they'll look at your face, then they'll look at your gold, and they'll tell you you're the most lovely creature they've ever seen, and they'll smile, and they'll grin, and not mean a word of it. What you have to do, Queen, is find somebody that'll tell you the truth, that you are the ugliest of all women, despite the fact that they'll get no gold."
"I see," said the old woman.
"Are you willing to do that for your daughter?"
I am, said the queen.
"Well, here you go," and she handed over the potion. But she said, she brought out another bottle, "This potion is for after. Now mind, you didn't get them mixed up. Make sure that second potion is hidden safely away, and it will restore you."
"Oh, thank you," said the queen. "Please, let me reward you."
Nah, I'm a Wanu." And away she went. Well, that night, the queen, she slavered her body all over with this liquid. When she looked in the mirror, oh, she was horrified at how she looked. Oh my goodness, there was warts, there was, oh, skewy eyes, there was, oh, dearie me. Oh, she couldn't bear looking at herself. Well, she hid the other bottle carefully in her chamber. And then the next morning, she went down the stairs, dressed to go travelling. And with her, she took 2 bags of gold. She instructed her servants to look after everything while she was away. They could hardly bear to look at her either. And off she went. Well, she travelled on, and everybody she met, she would look up at them and say, "Am I not the most beautiful woman you've ever seen?" And they would see the gold in her hands, and they would nod their heads, and they would smile and agree with her. And she would turn away in disgust. Oh, the weeks went by and she was getting weary when one day she came to a wood. And in that wood there was a simple hut. And very tired and hoping for a rest, she knocked on the door. The door was opened by a woman. And the woman, when she saw this all ugly creature outside her door, she says, "Oh, come in, you poor thing, you must be starving and weary." And she didn't say anything about her looks. Well, the queen came in, and there was a fire, and there sat by the fire was a young, very good-looking young man. He had fair hair and blue eyes, and his long legs were stretched out towards the fire. But as soon as he saw they had a visitor, he stood up and he smiled politely at the queen, and he said, "Please, all women, come, have a seat at my fire." Well, she sat down in astonishment, and they started preparing food for her, never even giving her face a second glance. So she cleared her throat, and they both turned, and she said, "Am I not the most beautiful woman in the whole world? I'll give you these bags of gold if you'll tell me I'm the most beautiful woman in the whole world." And the lad, he said to her, "Listen, woman, I don't want to offend you or anything, but you are nae the most beautiful woman in the whole world. You're the ugliest creature I've ever seen in my whole life." "Oh," she says, "and I say that? Take these bags of gold, tell me I'm the most beautiful." No, and I want your gold anyway." "Oh, what's your name, lad?"
"I'm called Jack."
"Well, Jack, thank you.
Thank you.
What for?"
tell me the truth.
And the Queen began to weep.
And Jack was very distressed to see her crying. He knelt down and he says, "Oh, woman, I'm sorry, and I mean to upset you, but you asked me to tell you, and I had to tell you the truth." "Again," she said, "and I'm glad you have." And then she told the woman and her son the whole story, missing out the wee bit about her ugliness.
"Oh," said Jack, "so you need a man of truth to go and find this giant and bring back your daughter.
Aye, and get rid of that giant for good."
"Well, well," says Jack, "I can try."
"Well, you can have all the riches that you want." "No, no, no," says Jack, "I want to do it to help you."
Well, for the first time that night, the Queen slept with a smile on her face. And the next morning, Jack got up, ready to go. His mother had baked him a wee bit bread and a wee bit meat and a bottle of water. And off he set, telling the Queen that he would do his very best. And the Queen thanked the mother and she set off back to the palace. Jack travelled and travelled till he got to the coast. And as he was walking along, he saw a swan. He was eating of his bread and his meat as he walked, and he threw some of it to the swan. And the swan ate it up quickly, so he gave it more. And then the swan lifted its beautiful neck and looked at Jack with its dark eyes and said, "Jack, you're a kindly man and a truthful one."
Jack sighed. "Why didn't you say you can speak?"
"Aye, I can."
"Well, well," says Jack, "wonders will never cease."
"Aye," said the swan, "and for your kindness, I wish to give you in return."
"Oh," said Jack, "you are searching for the giant, and you ken he has no heart."
"Aye." "Well, I can tell you where his heart is."
"Oh, can you?" says Jack.
"Aye. If you travel over to the island, look for my nest, a big nest of sticks, and in that nest you will see an egg, but it's nae mine. Within that egg is the king's heart."
"Oh," said Jack. "Thank you," he said, beaming from ear to ear. "Thank you, swan."
And he walked on. Now it took him a wee bit time to find someone willing to lend him a boat, for they knew the danger of that giant. But eventually he persuaded one fisherman, and so he sailed over to the island. He anchored up and then he went searching for the swan's nest. After some time he found it, and sure enough, within there was the white egg. He lifted it up and put it in his pocket, and then he went over the island looking for the giant's abode. And sure enough, there was a castle. And he went straight in, and the giant looked up in amazement. He said, "What are you doing in my house?"
"I've come for that bairn," said Jack.
The wee one was playing on the floor at the giant's feet.
"You're nae taking that princess away from me. I got it fae that king who was harrying me."
"You're nae keeping that bairn. The queen wants her back," said Jack.
"What are you going to do about it?" said the giant.
And with that, Jack put his hand in his pocket and he gave that egg a little squeeze.
Ow! Said the giant. "What's that?"
And Jack brought the egg out of his pocket.
The giant looked in horror. "Where did you get that?"
"That's my concern," said Jack. "But you have to do as you're telt." And with that, he gave the egg another...
"Oh, no, no, please, dinna squeeze my heart. No, 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 I'll do what you want, I'll do what you want."
"Right, now, take that princess back to the queen. Well, the giant had no option. Jack was keeping that egg slightly squeezed. I'm going, said the giant. And he took up the bairn and his oxter, and off he went, striding down to the edge of the island, striding o'er the sea, back to the palace. And the queen was putting the washing outside, and she saw the giant coming, and she cried out with joy, for there she saw her daughter. And the giant carefully handed over the princess, who started screaming, for the queen was not the person she recognised at all. Who was this ugly woman? Well, the giant left the bairn, and off he went, striding back to the coast and striding into the sea. Now, Jack was now at the edge of the island, looking for the giant's return. And when he saw the giant coming over the sea, he waited till he thought he was at the deepest part. And then he squeezed that egg hard with both hands and trapped it underfoot. And the giant gave a huge cry and disappeared under the sea. And so Jack sailed back to the mainland. And then he walked all the way to the palace. And oh, the party that was going on, the celebrations for the princess's return. And there was the ugly queen. Oh, Jack, she said, thank you, thank you. What riches can I give you? Nothing. I need to get back to my mother. Nah, please stay for the party at least. Said Jack, I want to get back to my mother. Well, the queen nipped upstairs, and there she found her second bottle, and she lathered it over, and then looked her face in the mirror. Who was this beautiful young woman? She hardly recognised herself. She was 10 times more lovely than she had been before the first potion. Well, she grinned at herself and tripped back down the stairs. And taking her bairn in her arms, she laughed merrily. Who are you? Said Jack. Where's the queen gone? I am the queen, she smiled at Jack. And she told Jack what had happened. Oh my, said Jack. That's quite a change, queen. You're a bonny queen now and I'm telling the truth. Aye. And do you like me a wee bitty? And Jack grinned. He says, aye, maybe. Well, he did go back to his mother, but it wasn't long before he was back at the palace with his mother and marrying the queen. And so they lived happily for the rest of their days.